You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hi there, I'm David Hogg, and I'm here with a little alternative band of the month for December, The Ground We Tread. So, how are you all doing?
Pretty good. How are you, David?
Yeah, not too bad. So, we're here with Brody and Ewan, both the guitar players for the band.
That's correct.
Great. I mean, as a guitar player myself, we're going to have an absolute field day. So, you guys dropped your first EP this year, and you've mentioned like some of your influences being bands like Real Friends and The Wonder Years. So what sort of sound were you going for with that EP as a whole?
The EP was a bit strange because we, for the longest time, it was just myself, Shannon and Nathan.
Okay.
Just like playing in basically my bedroom.
Yeah.
Back in my mum and dad's house. And we were doing acoustic stuff, like traveling to Dundee every so often to play shows.
All right, okay.
So most of the EP was written before we even had Ewan join the band or Ross join the band. I guess we were just trying to write something that felt like pop punk and was just trying to fit in together. Because we'd obviously written like a couple of other songs. I usually end up writing like 30 song ideas every month and I throw away half of them because they're either not good or most of it's just cannon fodder at this point. So I was just trying to get something that sounded like it would all gel together. I think this was a good way for us to get into recording and writing something as a whole piece of music rather than just like song by song.
Was there some sort of difficulty going from the three of you just playing acoustic shows, playing acoustic songs, to then, you know, go the full...
Not really. Like, I think probably the hardest part was just showing Ewan and Ross the songs.
Yeah.
Just because Shannon, Nathan and I had all known the songs for at least a year, at least down the line. And if we were just trying to go through them like baby steps again, showing them each part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I hadn't... When I joined the band, I wasn't really a capable guitar player. So I had to go get lessons and things like that.
Aww.
So I could be up to the, you know, up to the platform where I could be, you know, I could play for the guys. Uh-huh. So I wasn't playing for a while. I was making merch, things like hats and things for them for a little while and just coming along to the shows and things, helping out.
You were merch boy. And then we were like, we would like another guitarist. Please learn. Basically how it went.
Yeah.
That's lovely though. You were saying that you were playing in your bedroom beforehand. That was sort of my next question of where did it all start? But did any of you guys, you know, ever study music at school or anything? Or did you sort of
well, Nathan and Ross are currently in college in Perth doing music. Mm. They're in their second year now. So I started playing guitar and then I gave it up. I think one of the main reasons was that my brother started learning music as well. And it was kind of a bit disheartening to see like an older brother getting better at it when I'd started first, and then I picked it up in my last year of high school, and I was actually in Nathan and Shannon's, well, I was in Nathan's class, so that's how like the band started off, because Nathan and I met each other in a music class. Yeah, we just started playing together because we both liked the same music. As far as I'm aware, Nathan's been bass mad for, I think he came out of the womb with a bass guitar in his hand. Like, we've all been massive fans of music, and we've all been going to shows for as long as we can remember. So.
Well, not me entirely. No. I only got into music about four or five years ago.
Yeah.
And only started guitar about three years ago now, and I've come leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah, you've become, it's night and day.
Night and day, yeah.
The difference, yeah.
So I'm sort of in a similar boat, although I didn't have other people in my music class. Because everybody else was like a jazz player, and I'm just at the back of the class playing Tool on my bright green Dean custom guitar. So you've spoken a little bit about, you know, going out and doing gigs in Dundee and places like that. Do you think that with such a vibrant music scene in Scotland, it can be quite difficult to break out?
I think it really does depend on what genre you're playing and how you, like the type of shows you play. I think in Dundee, it's definitely kind of a grab bag whenever you play a show because we've definitely most of our shows, it's we're the only pop punk band, and then it's like a death metal band, and then a prog metal band playing right after us or before us. So, and we've not really had the pleasure of playing Glasgow or Edinburgh or many other cities lately, apart from that tour that we did in April. I feel like for the longest time, breaking out of Scotland seemed like an impossible feat. Because, like, how many big bands from Scotland can you really name that have been able to tour Europe and, like, even America? Like, the only ones I can really think of are Twin Atlantic, Biffy Clyro,
yeah,
and, like, The Proclaimers. Maybe, like, one or two other bands. Money is like
anchors. So, obviously, the elephant in the room is that you're currently looking for a new singer.
Yeah.
So, what happened with Shannon? Was it just...
It was just... It felt like all of us didn't have the same goals for the band. Some of us are still speaking to her, obviously, but it definitely felt like there wasn't the same... We were all looking towards the future for the band, and some of us weren't looking in the... Not necessarily the same direction, but we weren't... We didn't have the same end goal or the same end vision for the band. So rather than have people stay in the band for the sake of the band... It seemed best for people to, well, rather for Shannon to leave and do something that she wanted to do. She's now focusing on college stuff, and her and Ewan have got an acoustic side project that's a bit like Tiger's Jaw.
Yeah, that's really important for, you know, everybody in the band to be looking in the same direction. And you said there about bands who, you know, are just in it for the sake of it, and there's some who I can...
They're definitely beating the dead horse. Like,
yeah, tell me about it.
Everybody in the band to be passionate, really excited
with
the music. And if, like, say tomorrow, nobody in the band wants or is feeling any of the songs that we're writing, like, life can get in the way as well.
Yeah, that's it.
But if none of us are feeling passionate about the songs, then... Like, we obviously still all want to play music together. Like, the ground we tread might not be a thing anymore, but we'll still try and make music together. So I think it was just a creative differences to just make it a very bog standard term. And, like, I know everybody says that, but she wanted one thing, and we all couldn't agree on that. So rather than us trying to force it out and have it feel fake, we just decided to part ways.
A final question then. Once a new singer's in, what are the plans for 2018 for you?
The plans are probably going to be hunker down and try and write a couple of songs with this new singer and try out the songs that we've already written that we haven't recorded, that we had from when Shannon was in the band, and see what we can go from there. If push really comes to shove, I'll just have to get singing lessons and sing. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, because I really feel like the most, like, if we have a singer, a dedicated singer, they can give us like an extra set of eyes and ears when it comes to everything that the band does. And also it lets all of us try and be as creative as we possibly can.
Where can listeners of the show catch up with all things The Ground We Tread?
It would probably be best to head to our Facebook page for updates and our Twitter as well. If you just type in The Ground We Tread into Facebook, I'm sure you'll find us. And then there's our Twitter page, which I try and be funny on. It's mostly me trying to be relatable to all the cool kids. And that's just at TGWTUK. And then we also have a Bandcamp. And if you just punch our name into Bandcamp again, you'll find us, I'm sure.
Well, all the best for the Christmas period, and no doubt we'll hear from you in the new year.
Yeah, we'll definitely try our best to get something out there sometime next year. It might be a bit later than we would like, but we're definitely
trying
our best, and we're down but not out.
Very uplifting note to end things on. Well, Brody and Ewan, thanks so much for giving up your time to speak to us.
It's no bother at all. Thanks for having us.
No bother at all.
Band of the month. It was definitely a nice thing to have for the end of the year.